This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 10 Aug 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Israel today, the weather is warm and sunny across major cities, with Tel Aviv and Jerusalem enjoying clear skies, a perfect day to be outside. Meanwhile, in Haifa, expect a gentle breeze, offering some relief from the heat. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Netanyahu halts operations in Gaza. Security officials warn of operational misses. This comes from Walla. Also, the U.S. reportedly has no problem with Netanyahu's rejection of a Gaza plan. This development was reported by I-24 News earlier today. Also this hour, Iran names a new security chief wanted by Interpol for a deadly bombing. This report comes from Times of Israel. Separately, Mladenov states that Gaza tunnels could take a decade to clear. This insight is from JNS. And finally, 7 killed, dozens wounded in a Houthi missile and drone attack on Yemen's Mocha. This story was covered by I-24 News. From X, the latest. Honest Reporting posted earlier today, they noted the emotional reaction from a Gazan to Israeli PM Netanyahu's rejection of a peace plan, questioning the lack of shock over Hamas's previous actions. Middle East 24 posted in the last hour. They discussed an analysis on whether Hamas's agreement to disarm is genuine or a tactic to buy time. I-24 News English reported earlier today. They highlighted a report about an Arab state urging another country to normalize relations with Israel before engaging in conflict. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Gaza. Walla reports that Netanyahu has paused operations in the region. He emphasized in a cabinet meeting that the IDF will only consider withdrawal after Hamas is fully disarmed. The halt could affect ongoing military strategies and the security of Israeli citizens living near the border. Turning to international relations, I-24 News shared details on the U.S.'s stance regarding Netanyahu's rejection of a proposed Gaza plan. The United States appears to support Netanyahu's decision, which could influence future diplomatic negotiations in the region. Meanwhile, Times of Israel informs us about Iran's new security chief, Mohsen Rezaei. Rezaei, a former IRGC chief, is wanted by Interpol for his alleged role in the 1994 Amia bombing in Argentina. His appointment may strain Iran's international relations, especially with countries seeking justice for the attack's victims. In another development, JNS reports on the extensive network of tunnels in Gaza. Mladenov, a peace envoy, stated that clearing these tunnels could take a decade. This indicates the long-term challenges Israel faces in ensuring security and stability in the region. And finally, the missile and drone attack on Yemen's Mocha, as reported by I-24 News, resulted in significant casualties. This strike highlights ongoing tensions in Yemen, affecting regional stability and humanitarian conditions. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports that the National Insurance will deposit an annual education grant tomorrow. This will benefit self-employed families and large families receiving living allowances. Separately, Tech highlights a failed deal involving Israel's Septier and Mexico. The Mexican Attorney General's reports reveal the repeated failures of the Guardian cell phone surveillance system, raising concerns about international technology transactions. And finally, Israel Hayom Business shares that more than 140,000 families will receive a financial grant. This aims to ease the burden of preparing for the upcoming academic year. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.